This is an RNIB talking book.
Christopher Isherwood, Diaries, Volume 1, 1939 to 1960.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Disc 3. This book is on 3 discs.
The wisteria vine is beginning to spill its blossom. It's swarming with fat black-brown bees. The yellow roses are starting to come out on the wall. In fact, the house is at its showiest, the way we first saw it before buying it last year. I'm at present absolutely stuck fast in Jean-Christophe. I cannot see how to lick the problem of handling Olivier's death. I have resolved to restart the novel, rewriting it as quickly as possible without hesitations. I think I might be able to begin the Ramakrishna book before I leave for India. Don and I rather decided yesterday not to go to the Orient by way of Australia. Don doesn't relish the long, uneventful boat trip. We will go by boat or plane direct to Hong Kong, say, and then on via Siam, etc. Don said something very good yesterday. I wish I could remember it verbatim. It was an expression of dismay at the way in which all the little years suddenly add up, and that's what a person's life means. He has his holiday now from Chouinard, and is repainting the lamps in the alcove and revarnishing our sun deck. On Friday night, we had Anne Baxter and Pearl Mester to supper with Speed and Paul. Baxter was lively and most anxious to be pleasant, but quite embarrassingly artificial. She chattered without ceasing. Whenever something unflattering was said about another actress, she looked pained. I said how someone had remarked you could never recognize Eleanor Parker.